In our next segment, we hear from Lisa Mile and Megan Martinez, students in the Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies at SUNY Albany. They worked with their fellow students to produce radio pieces about race, class, and cultural identity that air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Caribbean Studies class, and we had a series of themes that we talked about over the course of the semester, and I kind of just wanted to like pick your brain to see like, you know, where your head's at. So I wanted to know, like, what do you identify yourself as?
Well, I identify myself as a feminist, and based on my culture, since I'm Dominican and Puerto Rican, I identify as Latinx, just inclusive of all genders, so I don't go by Latina or Latino. How do you identify yourself?
It's not much. It's pretty simple. I identify as an African-American female, and I'm also of Caribbean descent. I'm West Indian. I was born in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So, you know, a lot of people, every time I tell them that, they never really, like, know. But it's in the Caribbean Sea, so it's St. Vincent, and then they have their 32 surrounding islands, which is called the Grenadines, and it's between St. Lucia and Grenada, another part of the Caribbean.
How do city define you on campus?
Me personally, I feel like when I first came here, like, didn't know like what to do. I wanted to join something. I wanted to be involved. So, you know, the first thing I jumped to was joining Pan-Caribbean, the Pan-Caribbean Student Association. You know, because those, I felt like they were my people. You know, they understood me better.
What do you guys do in Pan-Caribbean?
We have like little meetings sometimes in the LCs where we educate people on like the Caribbean culture and our way of life, you know, sometimes like, you know, to take away the single stories from their minds, like other people of other, other cultures. So, a lot of people usually have a single story that all Caribbean like students, they're like, we're just wild. Like, they don't really understand why we do a lot of the things we do, especially like carnival, like, which is like very special to us. So yeah. We come out in our costumes and we show out, but it's sometimes more than that. And so we just basically educate them on stuff like that, and then sometimes we throw like host like parties and events to, you know, incorporate them and also our, you know, in our culture and our vibes.
Okay. Did you join Pan Caribbean because you were afraid to experience culture shock?
I never heard that word. What is culture shock?
Culture shock is basically just a feeling many people get when they're, like, around a lot of people. Surround themselves with a new life, like, they don't know about. So they, like, end up getting either depressed or really sad, or, like, they get lost because they're these new people.
I never heard the word before, but I feel that's exactly what I did. Like, when I first came here, a lot of my friends from EOP, which is the Educational Opportunities Program, they turned out to be, like, Hispanic or African. Mm-hmm. So, we all joined Friends of Latina or African Student Association. And, you know, when I would hang out with, like, both sides, you know, I used to just sit there and just take it in, still in. In, but I wanted to find like a place of my own, so that's why I feel like I gravitated more towards being part of Pan Caribbean and actually like wanting other people to like experience our culture as well.
Yeah, I can relate to that exactly. Like, I feel like I already found my people because Hispanics, they're like, there's a lot in New Albany, and Fuerza Latina I was a part of for a little while, but I felt like I was just basically hanging around the same people and just the same culture. So I joined the LGBTQ community because I'm pansexual, and that's where I found my people, and I feel so much better than I did before. And I feel like everyone's afraid to experience culture shock, so we just get comfortable with the people we can relate to the most.
Yeah, especially like when a lot of us came from EOP. The first few months that we were here, like, we all gravitated towards each other. Like, we didn't really branch out. We really didn't have fun. So, you know, a lot of people had single stories of EOP students. that, like, you know, they don't know what it took for us to, like, really get here. Like, we honestly weren't EOP students until the ending of August. Like, yeah. We had a long 5 weeks of, like, waking up early, becoming disciplined and stuff like that. So I feel like over time, like, now when I meet people and I actually tell them I'm an EOP student, and I really tell them what it took for me to get here, they kind of, like, appreciate it more. And, you know, I kind of, like, sometimes try to, like, decolonialize, like, their mindsets.
Before we decolonialize their mindsets, we always heard, like, single stories of EOP students, such as, we're getting easy classes, we get special privileges, and just basically, like, things they don't really know what took us to get those things. Like, we actually work for it, but they don't know until we actually educate them on it.
Yeah, I felt the same way, too.
Is there any other single stories that you experience?
I feel like I experience single stories when I tell people that I'm an immigrant. You know, with Trump becoming president, I felt like people just felt more comfortable with just saying, oh, you don't belong here, which in reality, I've been an American citizen for the longest. And, you know, it just takes some time to get used to. That's why, like, at first I didn't like telling people that I was born in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. But over time, I learned to, like, love my culture, you know, and educate. Now I get to educate people on my culture. The single stories don't...
That was students Liza Mile and Megan Martinez of the University of Albany